After Carrier announced plans last year to relocate hundreds of jobs, the city revoked $1.2 million in tax incentives from the company. Hogsett says that same money will be used to help displaced workers get back on their feet in two ways. First, the city will work with Employee Indy to provide up to $1,000 for each employee, as long as they can prove they are actively looking for a job. Employee Indy President Angela Klitsch says the funds will be flexible.
Regardless of whether these supports are used to help pay for housing, transportation, childcare, utilities, we believe at Employee Indy that the barrier busting funds provided will mitigate any costs that are necessary for them to plan for a future.
Second, the mayor says the city will administer a hiring and retention program that provides local companies a financial incentive to hire and retain former Carrier workers. Hogsett says none of this deal will be available for workers at the nearby Rexnord plant, who are also preparing to lose their jobs to outsourcing. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Drew Dublin.